The glory of Christ penetrates right through our spirits like X-rays go through bones. The brightness of Christ shines through everything. He is the brightness of God's glory. The fourth thing it says here is that Christ is the exact image of God's person. In other words, if you want to know what God is like, he is exactly like Jesus, and Jesus is the exact expression of God. So we're not guessing at what God's like. I read what God's like every day. And I don't just read it in a book. I come into the presence of that expression of God's character, which is Jesus. I am learning daily the wonder of the person of God. And of course, there you've got that little word person. He's the exact image of his person. God is God. He's filled with character. God isn't filled with impersonal power. God is filled with personal character. One of the great tragedies of man is that when man gets his hand on the Bible, he starts speaking about power. But you don't find this. What you've got to see is that we're not talking about power, we're talking about person. It's not impersonal power. It's personal. That's why it cannot be used like a power. I can tap into electricity, but I can't tap into God, because God's power is not like a force I can buy or manipulate, or like wood or material. God's power is given by permission when you please the person. What was that, number five? Number five, upholding everything by the word of his power, so that everything continues because Jesus says it does. When you think of everything that God does, remember that God does not just prevent things, he maintains things. If you ever see a flower, you know Satan did not make that flower. If you ever eat a fruit, you know Satan didn't make that fruit to grow. If you ever see a newborn baby, you know that that baby was not made by Satan. It's God gives life. Satan is the destroyer. Christ is the upholder, the giver of life. All things are upheld by the word of his power. And then in the sixth thing here, it says here, he made purification for sins, not by some power, not by a word, but by himself. He is himself the answer to sin. And the final thing of the seven, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He's sitting down there just waiting, ruling the universe. Christ is ruling the universe. That's the seven things. Let's go quickly through the seven quotations. The first quotation says that the Son, he is the begotten Son, he is the Son of God. That is in the first quotation and in the second quotation in verse 5. The two quotations are repeating the same thing in different ways. He is my son, and I will be his father. The third quotation is, let all the angels of God worship him. Now, I've had people admire me. I've even had people clap me. Isn't that wonderful? But I've never had anybody worship me. I've never had, people coming up and... I remember one man who had been... He was a big builder, and he fell on his knees and he kissed my feet to say thank you because of the gospel. He thanked me for teaching him the word of God and bringing the gospel to him. That's what he was, but he wasn't worshiping me. That doesn't happen very often. And I don't encourage it. But the thing is, if somebody said, wow, let's sing a chorus to Les, you'd think I'd gone a bit off my rocker, wouldn't you? You'd think, wow, this guy needs, let's call somebody to help him. He needs counseling. But you see, men fell down before Jesus and worshipped him. And when they did, he didn't say, stop it. But more than that, it tells us here that when he was born, God said this, let every angel worship him. I love this moment, because I don't know how many angels there are. Do you know how many there are? There's at least 1,000 million. Or no, sorry, a million. There's at least 1 billion, because it says that in Revelation. But you look at it, and millions of angels. Now just imagine a stadium with 100,000 angels. Now times that by 100. Now times it again by 100. And now we get into the picture where you can't see the end of the angels. Now we've got all these angels, and there at the center of them, all these angels, the creator of all the angels, is Jesus. And they're all bowing down, and some of them are pretty mighty beings. Some of them are bigger than others. Some can stand with one foot on the land, one on the sea, and some can lift up a mountain, and some, I know, they can do marvelous things. But all these mighty angels are falling down constantly before Jesus Christ. Now this was happening in the unseen world when he was a baby. It continued all his life. Around the cross were doubtless millions of angels watching, wanting to deliver him. And would have. If God the Father had said, do it, you can imagine that what would have happened if God the Father just moved with his finger. Jesus said, can I not now pray, my Father, for so many legions of angels? And he would give them. Just let me ask one word, he'll do it. Jesus was worshipped. And the point is here that Jesus is God. This is so much under attack. Why? Because if Jesus is weakened in who he is, in our understanding of him, then salvation is weakened. But Jesus is God. He is worshipped by the angels. The fourth quotation says that servants are made. They are, the angels are created, wind and fire. But the fifth quotation, Christ is from eternity, verse 8. Your throne, O God, and this is what God the Father calls his Son. The Father says to Jesus, O God. Now the little word there, O, I love the word O. I love it. It doesn't occur very often in the Bible. But when you've got the word O, it's it's not, you know, O, poetic O. O God, thy throne, O God. Let's put on a religion. No, this is your throne, O God. This is God speaking to his Son. Oh, you're marvelous. You're amazing. You're a little surprised that when Jesus turns to his Father, he says, oh, Father. You find that? Oh, my breath is taken away. You're beyond description. Oh, God. This is what Father says to his Son. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. You see, in the Godhead, his glory among man is just fading, tired, weary, failing people. When you come to the Godhead, you've come to regenerating living power that shall never fade away. It's renewing, it's increasing, it's a fountain of life. People don't understand eternal life because they've never met Jesus. People say, I don't want to live forever. They say, I just want to be nothing. Because the reason they speak such nonsense is because they don't know Jesus Christ. And then the sixth thing. Well, there's lots here. We're going through it all fairly quickly. But Christ created all things. You, Lord, in the beginning, you laid the foundation of the earth. And then it says this, they shall perish, but you remain. These are divine characteristics. Christ remains. He abides. The mountains will fall. The earth will grow old. The planets will one day wear out. The stars will one day burn out. But Christ remains and is forever. He never changes. And this is the Old Testament word, I am the Lord, I change not. The planets grow old, the stars burn out, but my love never grows old. My love never fades. My promises cannot fade. They cannot burn out. They cannot run out. I am the Lord. I change not. What I say stands forever. And the last quotation is concerning the angels. He never said to the angels, sit on my right hand. This is the... When we look at Christ, we are not looking at a mighty person or a good teacher or a good this or a good that. We're looking at God in human form. And the reason the Hebrew writer starts here is because he's saying, look, we can't measure this salvation, because if you could measure Jesus, you could measure this salvation. He is more than we know. Let's pray, and then we'll have a break. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you. The angels worship you. And we don't want our mouths to be silent. We praise the living God. We praise and magnify Jesus. Go on, you can say it too. I praise you, Jesus. Say, I praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you. Jesus, Jesus, we love and worship you. We exalt you over all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for who you are. We give you glory. And we bow to you as God, our God. And we love you, Jesus. Amen.